Yeah, Dimitri. Look at Carol. She's not even paying attention. She's doing her emails.
Bless her heart. Doing her nails. Emails. She's doing her nails. Trying to get herself fixed up. It's good.
Like Connie Dobbs. That's how they show Connie Dobbs. Doing your nails while Bob does this and that.
While Bob's got the short handle shovel digging out the ditches.
Right. So when they show women that cliche, almost Hollywood image, or advertising image of women paring their nails while their man's doing something. What are women thinking about if they actually do that while they're doing their nails? What are they thinking about?
Women, see, men think esoterically. Women think internally. See, women think, how is this going to affect right here, right now? Men think, I've got to conquer the world, the next world. I've got to conquer tomorrow or the next.
Can I ask some questions, Bob? If you're
just a minute,
Carol.
It's important. It's important.
It's not.
She's so unconcerned about male, female.
Doing nails is when you're thinking internally about shit. It's not about the nails. Now, can we move on?
No. That's not right. That's not right. So carry on, Ion. So, yes, women are thinking
she
internally.
She doesn't know about death by modern medicine, just saying, Bob. She knows.
I'll give that. Yeah, she got that from me. And cosmic awareness, Dave Worster. But what are they thinking about? What's it mean? Do they think internally? They're thinking about how they feel right then? That's what they're thinking about?
Yeah. Well, if something's going to happen, how is this going to affect my right now? Not long term, not big goals.
Right. How's it going to affect?
Now, that's not every single time without better exception, but typically, you see.
Right. They say, how's this going to affect my new dress?
No, how is this choice going to affect my family? Is this choice going to make me lose my house? Or is it going to get me a house? Or is it going to make me happy or get me happy or make me secure, you see?
Right, so they're always doubtful that their security they presently have will continue. They're always
not necessarily, but they're always nesters, always.
And making sure they got a nest.
Correct, and keep him protecting the nest. And they will whoop a nigga now. You start getting into the Kool-Aid, they'll tear your ass up.
Okay. All right, Carol. Yep.
You have a coal-powered electric company. Do you understand that?
Coal-powered.
Coal, C-O-L.
Oh, coal-powered.
Coal.
Yeah.
So they C-O-A-L. So they take coal and they put it in this furnace and they burn it and they make electricity.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
That's the process where they convert carbon into electricity. That electricity is held and bound and then disseminated through electric lines.
Yes.
Not necessarily aluminum. Those are dangerous, but copper, but that's incendiary, so it's a problem either way. Okay? So now what you're rubbing into, they've created something they don't know what is. Okay? Now you have a hydroelectric dam, where water falling through the thing turns a turbine on a copper coil that causes a problem that makes something called electricity. Do you see that?
Yeah, that's the next step beyond coal burning.
Well, that's another version of it. Hydroelectric is not just regular burning of carbon. Okay, so those are processes and how they make electricity. It has to be converted either in DC, which is a direct current, or in AC, which is an alternating current. Okay? So if you have that, then that's what makes what you call electricity.
Yes.
So when you plug up your thing to charge it, that's where the power comes from. Well, that's going to change. And when that changes, then the grid's going to fall, and it's going to be different because it won't work, meaning it won't be sustainable.
The electricity produced by coal and hydro will not be traveling through the grid.
It will stop. It won't be created through the grid because without an electromagnetic field, You can never have the contrast in the copper on both states to generate electricity.
What's in the state?
The state, that's the state of electricity.
Oh, it's not in a state, E-S-T-A-T-E, a property.
No, it's a state, of electromagnetic conductivity.
What, that's how it's going to be created? You're giving another method?
No, non-created. It won't work. So every way they create electricity now, very soon, it won't work.
And why is that? What stops it?
The electromagnetic grid fails.
It just breaks.
No, without an electro. No, listen now. Carolyn's got this. Without an electromagnetic field, then without gravity, then electricity won't hold its charge.
All right, so something happens in the environment that affects the grid, not the grid breaking rusty metal or something.
Yeah, parenthetically speaking, yes.
What causes
this
the electrical...
Huge. This is huge. This is huge, but don't... You're not going to get much more than that, Bob. That's a lot. You're not going to get a lot more than that. Later, you're going to explain what's going to happen and or how it happens.
Is the EMP part of that, the flipping of the poles part of this thing you're just describing?
Right.
It causes the EMP, which is another grid, right? The EMP structure that's going to go out is a grid.
No, the grid has nothing to do with electricity having electromagnetivity.
The
grid
EMP
is what the grid goes, that's the juice that goes through the grid.
The electricity is the juice that goes through the grid. But people say, uh-oh, watch with EMP. Do they visualize the grid collapsing in their primitive way?
When you find out what an EMP is, it's an electromagnetic pulse. And that pulse distracts or breaks the AC or DC chain of electricity. That's why what you call fries all your chips.
Hmm. And that pulse is created by the pole slipping?
No. We don't want to say it like that. We're going to say it is the breach or the breakage from the electromagnetic field. We're going to say it that way on purpose because the poles don't have to flip before you start seeing the aurora borealis everywhere. This is a process, Bob.
Yeah, did you say the poles have to flip or don't have to flip?
No, don't necessarily have to flip. That's the reason you're saying, so the poles flip and that's when it happens? We could say yes, but that wouldn't be exactly true. Because before the poles flip, this breakdown of the electromagnetic field is going to begin to occur.
And this breakdown is the EMP?
A version of it. A version of it.
And there's another version lurking to happen too?
Yeah. The core, the Earth's core is slowing.
Does the Bible predict this physiological, biological event?
Yeah,
what section?
Matthew 1:12. No. Revelation 1:12. It's also in Matthew as well.
Right. And do Hindu scriptures predict this?
Yeah.
In what section?
We don't care. Who cares, Bob? Nobody cares.
You don't know. You're a Christian. You know, you have been doing your homework on that Hindu stuff, have you?
Seven lampstands. The Hindus talk about the lampstands. We don't care about the Hindus. Make me one. Hey, Bob, it's like the hot dog salesman. Make me one with everything.
Yeah, I had this theory yesterday. I get that joke. I have this theory that the phonetic alphabet created a matrix in Greece that then created the unique Western dynamo of creating technology, and Christianity was linked to that. Christianity is the only religion linked to our technological unfolding that led to the tech body. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, we don't care.
Well, why do you favor Christianity and say you don't care about Hindu scripture?
Well, because the problem with the Hindu side is you're trying to get yourself straightened out within yourself. And after that, you become yourself. Well, you are yourself now. No. You have to become one with the universe, whatever the fuck that means. You know, you're circling the wagons to get yourself into some esoteric state of bliss that you don't even fucking know is bliss. So it's like, this is stupid.
Right. And are the other religions similar in their goals of undelusion?
Yes.
Okay, but Christianity is
indirectly.
Not. Is Christianity deluded in its goals?
No, if you do Revelation 10:6, Hebrews 12:26, and then, you're going to get into dispensationalism if you're not careful, Bob, and you're not really fond of that. But then you can do Revelation 17-22. That's okay, because then you become that celestial glory. An eternal home for the righteous saints.
And you don't get that in the Jewish religion or Zoroastrianism.
This is the part that personifies Babylon.
What's the part that personifies Babylon? Christianity?
Revelation 17:22.
Mm. And you have to personify that to be a viable religion.
Yeah. Well, sort of. See, the time on earth when time shall be no more. You got to have the lampstands working. That's got to work.
Did they come from Babylon?
No. That's pretty good, but no.
What is it about Babylon? Is that the Antichrist that stands as a power, a political power?
We don't know. You got a little tech buddy going on here, Bob. You can't have everything.
Okay, so the tech body was anticipated by Babylonian structure, culture?
Yeah, the tech body is blocking you from the answer to your question.
Blocking my internet access?
Your interaction.
Via my computer?
No, by your words.
Right, so that
you're having a little interplay. Now, Karen didn't have that. Karen got it clean. She got hers good, but she wasn't being mean like you are.
Right, and she got hers cleaned by Rick?
No, she's clean with her interaction. You're trying to make the machines be the tech body. The machines aren't the tech body, Pop.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll get into that in a minute. Go back to, we're explaining the grid.
We've seen it already.
We see the grid. We see the rainbow, the aurora borealis. And
over the rainbow.
Yeah, what is it that NSA or these authorities see that makes them think it's the end of the world? They're not looking at
the blockchain doesn't work. Carbon's not holding in stasis. Realities that they know to be real aren't real anymore.
Which instruments are picking that up that they have?
Every instrument. Every reality. Everything.
So their normal, their scientific knowledge, their understanding of matter and frequencies and things, it doesn't work. So they don't know anything anymore, what you're saying.
But we don't want to talk about that because you don't want to become public enemy number two behind Reverend Stang.
We love talking about them. They're a nice bunch of
poor
guys.
Poor Ivan Stang. Keep him on the prayer list, Bob. Put him on the prayer list. We got Ivan on the prayer list. We're pulling for him. We're hoping the best for him. Yes.
Is he having some of his followers listening to us, and they report back to him, man, you should listen to this stuff.
No, they've all but left him, Bob, because he's become a non sequitur.
Yeah. But they're listening to us. They're beginning to believe that I am J.R. Bob Dobbs.
Well, but you are, because if he's all that in a bag of chips, why ain't somebody listening to him? They're not. So.
Yeah. Does he know they're not listening to him?
Yeah, because he doesn't know. He's all in his bed mostly, Bob. He doesn't even know.
Yeah, does he know that they're listening to me?
He doesn't know where he is many days, Bob. So, yeah.
All right. Okay. Is his brain marijuana addled?
A little bit. But what's happened now with the drugs and the other things, the prescribed things, he's gotten fog. Those things that he acted just for fun, shits and giggles, all of a sudden aren't fun and aren't shitty or full of giggles any longer.
Wow. So, he lost his way.
It's not a big deal. He just lost his way. No big deal.
Yeah, who's the child that they're holding the Department of Homeland Security for?
The new clear and present king that'll never be crowned.
All right. Is there resistance in the department?
Yes, God damn it. That's why they're going to settle for a viceroy.
Right. Do they know that yet? Have they conceived that?
They have no choice, but they hate the idea of it. Because now they're
lost. But they know it. Yeah. In other words, they don't want Trump back either.
Oh, my God, no. Trump's coming back hard. Even though every step they're taking now is to undo everything Trumpite or every Trumpism they're trying to undo, but it's not working.
Right. The news says that the COVID cases are decreasing, or COVID deaths. I can't remember. So
can't remember that. The numbers are higher than ever. You're going to have 600,000 dead in a month, Bob. It's pretty ugly. That's what they're saying. You can't do it. It's over. I don't know what news, you listen to the wrong news. Every day, they're not talking about it, but every day the news is more and more and more, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 dead every day. Click, 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 click.
I do see that sometimes.
But they can't go to school. We got to go to school. They're behind. They're dying. The people getting suicide. They can't work. They can't eat. They can't fuck. They don't know. They want to go out and fuck, but they can't go out and fuck. They don't know how they're going to go fuck. I can't fuck anymore. Oh, my God, I'm going to kill myself. I can't fuck anymore. I wanted to fuck one more time before the end of the world. What am I going to do now? God damn you, J.R. Bob Dobbs. I'm going to check myself in the FEMA camp now, see if I can maybe fuck one more time before the pandemic takes me away. My Calgon. Calgon, take me away. Remember the Bubble Bath, Mr. Bubble. Remember Mr. Bubble, Bob? You used to play with Mr. Bubble, didn't you?
Yep. Knew well. Mm-hmm. Hey, Kel, that's our first soundbite. We just got our first soundbite.
Damn it.
Well, okay. So the tech body allows articles out there saying COVID cases are decreasing, and things are looking up. Biden was way more effective than Trump. Those are items out in the press, right, that the tech body puts there.
Okay. You like that. Okay.
Then there's other items about new deaths every day, more than yesterday.
Yeah.
Tech body puts those out.
So far, yeah.
So the tech body intentionally is trying to confuse people's sense of what's going on.
You're acting like they have a lot of power to do that, Bob. All you have to do is fart and people get confused, Bob. They're not easily confused. They don't even know what fried chicken is, so you can't lose them.
Why are they confused now?
Because they don't know which is up. They've heard everything. Take the vaccine. Don't take the vaccine. Take two vaccines. Okay, this vaccine's good. Okay, people died on that one. Don't do this one. Do that one. Okay, line up. Get it. Don't get it. Have it. Let's have it. Come on, give me the vaccine. I want two in one arm. No, you can't have any. No, you're not that sick. No, you can't have it. You already have that inbreeding, so you don't get none. No, I want two. I need it all. I need to make this be evil. But I still have to wear a mask. I still have to socially distance. I still can't be in it. So what the fuck am I taking the vaccine for if I still got to do all that? I still can't go out and eat. I still can't do what I want to do. This is crazy. Why am I taking the vaccine for something that doesn't change anything about what I got to do or not do or supposed to do or could do? See the rub? Nothing changes.
Is that true?
And they're just sitting on the,
you
gotta,
well, you
yeah.
know why that is. They're going to say that so that everybody will hold the gun to the other guy's head who hasn't gotten a vaccine and say, until everybody's vaccinated, we still have to shut you down. That's what's happening.
Do you agree?
Meanwhile, they're starting to find out.
Do you agree?
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, people who've had the vaccine are now coming down with COVID.
Okay, Carolyn was saying people have take the shots, Carolyn, and they're still told to wear masks and all that stuff?
Yeah.
And there's, well, I just said, why am I doing this if I can't change my lifestyle? And you're saying right. They're going to say, oh, we can't change your lifestyle because Bob's still not wearing his mask.
Bob hasn't taken his shot twice.
Oh.
He ain't got vaccinated. No longer is it one time, Bob. Now we've made it serious. No one's not going to do it. One vaccination is enough. You got to have two vaccinations, by God. That's the best of all. It's like one doesn't kill you, two might. Let's see. No, three. Three vaccinations. You'll have three vaccinations. That's all you need. It's all good. And don't worry about the thimerosal. It's equal and reactive.
I saw in the news last week
Karen's laughing. You know why Karen's laughing? Because she knows what thimerosal is.
Yeah. I don't need to know that. She doesn't know it for me.
Yeah,
in
mercury.
That field.
It's a mercury preservative in vaccines.
Awesome. A week or so ago, in Vienna, Austria,
Bavaria.
They had a demonstration, and the video said it was the biggest demonstration in history. Did I read that right? How many were in the Vienna?
12. There's 12 involved in that. It was a big day.
12 people. No, is that a lie, or they actually did have the biggest crowd ever?
Biggest crowd ever, yeah. It's more people than have ever kissed on the Pope.
Right, and that would be about 2 million people?
At least, yeah.
4 million?
We don't know. Several, more than two.
How many were dead people?
A little less than a third. Dead don't die anymore.
Okay. Now, Carolyn, I have a very good example of the tech body in the sense that it can manipulate, without hands, human hands, your media environment. Because Sue Bone found in her email, somebody sent something, I think it was in her email, somewhere on her computer, was a small video with photos of me and Carolyn through the years. She didn't make it. And there were even black and white photos that she doesn't even remember. The tech body made that.
Yeah.
That's a good example for people to understand how tech body can manipulate data.
Don't say nothing, Bob, because you're going to prove that you're a pedophile. Because when you and Carolyn met, she was way underage, and you were an old fucker. So you're going to prove you're a pedophile. And the cancel culture will have you put in jail for pedophilia.
So, Carolyn, that's how Sue has the documents in her garage. She doesn't know they're there. Tech body will ransack the Akashic records and find stuff that nobody knows, Carolyn.
We know where that box is in the garage. Don't think we don't.
You know, Carolyn? You get that?
No.
Yeah.
You don't get how the tech body will go into Sue's garage and find photos of me being a pederast. And she won't even know they're there or how they got there. You get that, Carolyn? They're beginning to frame me, Carolyn. I'm being framed. The tech body is framing me.
In the cardboard box. It's in the box.
Can you? Why don't you blow up that box? Do me a favor.
No, we need that.
Yeah, they need to control me, Carolyn, with the box.
Jeez. They're going to show you what Elijah meant.
Is he the guy that I didn't talk to, I didn't get on with during Revelation?
Yeah, you did. No, you were not fond in Old Testament, Bob. You and Daniel had a little fight. Y'all had a little misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding. like
yeah,
the Pope.
On the Jericho Road, Bob, on the Jericho Road.
Wow.
There's room for just two. No more, no less, Bob, just me and you.
So some of the biblical prophets have teamed up to stop the dark soul, right?
Yeah. We call it the Naomi Project.
But what's the Lincoln Project? Naomi. She was coming to the Bible, wasn't she?
Yeah.
I never heard.
Look up Naomi. You'll learn something. It's a whole project built just for you, Bob. Just for you.
Okay. Next interesting topic. Around the time when the new justice, the new lawyer got on the Supreme Court, the woman, don't remember, Owen Cohen Bodie or something.
That was Sandra Day O'Connor, wasn't it, Bob? Wasn't
no,
that
it wasn't. Was? I know it wasn't her. It was Owen Cohen Bodie. Three words. She was a Jewish person.
No, that's Ruth Buzzy Ginsburg. Yeah, that's the one.
No,
Ruth
that Carol
Ginsburg.
Knows that story. I am up on the new one. I know the new one.
Oh, the Catholic.
Okay. Yeah. When she got on there, that outraged
Barrett. You're trying to say Miss Barrett.
Right. Well, we said Meryl Streep, but that might have a symbol. I don't know if it was her in picture, but the Meryl Streep.
No. It was Edith Winchester. It was Edith Winchester, Bob.
Anyway, the Edith Winchester Network, which may have Meryl Streep, Cher, and Peggy Hitchcock, said, that's it. Trump is over.
No.
Okay?
Trump is not over. Now, the Trump meme is over, but Trump's not over.
I know, but they said we got it
over.
Right, but they wanted to stop the Trump body. They were going to do a little bit of...
Good luck with
it.
Do it. Raise your hand. Now, make sure and raise your hand high. Raise it up real big. Make sure everybody can see that you mean to say something. Yeah, do that. We do that.
You mean those people I'm talking about, they dare to raise their hands. Okay.
Yeah. If they want to do that, go ahead. But don't be shy about it. Take it all, baby. Get right up in that face and tell them exactly how you feel. Cram it right down that throat hole. Yeah.
Okay, so they've had enough. I heard someone talk in the paranoid sphere about the witches.
In the paranoids? Is that where you live? Is in the paranoid?
Yeah, the paranoid sphere, just south of the ionosphere.
Okay.
They talked about the witches' coven in Hollywood. Would you classify these sniper-type mentalities in the acting world of Hollywood or even management agency agent world as a witch's coven? Do they worship whatever witches worship?
We're not sure.
Okay. Are they Satanists? That's a word tossed around a lot today on the blog.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Right. Satanism is like the strongest word from the obsolete word world that they can come up with, but it's still obsolete. Doesn't communicate with YouTube.
Say obsolete. That's better.
Right.
Maybe that's a better word. We're trying to support you because your memes are solid, but they're not very. They're mostly shallow.
You mean there's another level of these quote witches coven that I don't perceive what they're doing?
Correct. They're actually valid. Do you remember the independent Christian anti Biden blogosphere are saying events will come in the next few weeks that'll be the red pilling of Americans. They'll be awakened to shocking information. What is you're saying the red killing of Tremarians? What are you saying, Bob?
No, red pill, the red pill from the Matrix as a metaphor. The red pilling of America.
Yeah. That's right. They're gonna wake up. Yeah. They should have took the blue pill, but they're gonna take the red pill. Okay, that's fine. So Jim and Jones needs to make them up some Kool-Aid. We need a little Kool-Aid.
Right. So they're predicting an exciting month of February with lots of new revelations. You see that happening?
Oh, yeah. We've been saying, what do you mean you see that happening? We've said it like every fucking day for the last year.
And that's what you call Trump coming back strong, even though the meme is dead.
We'll see. We don't know. We're gonna see. We don't get you in trouble, Bob. You're a little too often right now.
Right, and you're not being definite about what happens on March 4th. You're keeping that vague too.
Oh no, empirically so. Because what's going to happen? They're going to play the blame game. They'll go back and drag it up and say, "Who knew about this? Who knew about this?" So I'm going to say, "Ion don't know nothing, and I know Ion, so I don't know nothing. So we're good."
So we don't know what's happening with the retrieval of March 4th as the patriotic inauguration day. We're not clear on that. You agree?
All we can tell you for sure is beware the Ides of March.
Aha, that's a good point. Now, another topic is, today in the Drudge, they report that Congress or somebody
Drudge.
Is making...
Oh, Drudge. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay, we're down. We must be coming to the end of our time together if you slid in the Drudge.
No. I just get the headlines. I don't read. I'm not allowed to read the article. Everything is ad blocked, so I never get to see
it. That's true. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's a good thing. It's probably saved your life so far, Bob. It's good.
Yeah, and so they're saying there's movement in Congress to cancel Elon Musk's space program. Is that going to happen? Is he going to get canceled?
Private. It's private, so they can't cancel somebody that's private. That's like they're going to have a news headline. We've decided to cancel New Capstone. We're going to cancel New Capstone. How are they going to do that? We've decided it's in the best interest of America that we just go ahead and cancel New Capstone. We're not going to do that. How are you going to do that, Bob? How are you going to do that? We're not going to give him more money. He'll get his money. They got to have him to make their shit work. So, see, they're trying to make government be the God. Well, God's got to have the way to go. But if God don't have a way, God's own chariot's coming in the morning. Oh, that wonderful day. You cancel the Uber, how the fuck are you going to get to the appointment? So that don't make no sense. Think about what you're saying.
Well, the government can make laws that shut down New Capstone.
They sure can. But they goddamn don't seem to be able to follow them damn laws. So there's the rub. That's the problem. That's what people are having trouble with. But
they're seeing that Congress is impotent.
They have been all along. They can't even make a law. You got the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and you can't pass one piece of goddamn legislation because of some Duke doc in West Virginia who can't decide if he's a Republican or a Democrat today.
Oh, yeah, Joe. Okay, so is that
Mr.
close?
Mr. Manchin. He don't have a mansion, but he wants to be a Manchin. Joe Manchin.
Right. So it's a bottleneck Congress due to the numbers.
No. How is that bottleneck? They have a mandate, Bob. They got it all. They got the sun, moon, and stars. What are you talking about? They got everything. They got everything. Put that shit on the thing. Give everybody money for free. Kill all the interest. Kill all the loans. Diamond Jubilee. Give everybody free electricity. Give everybody free pussy. Make pussy free. Outlaw poverty. Ooh, there's lots of things they could do, Bob. Yet they hadn't done one piece of anything, have they?
Okay, is part of the red pilling people are going to realize clearer than they ever did before that Washington and its government structure is irrelevant, and we have to make a new structure?
Lucidity is based on the predicated news, Skype, scape. Do you understand that those words?
I don't know why Skype is in there.
Because of hexatic. Because of the hexatic.
Did people use the Skype a lot to get
the
news?
You have to, no. Like a skyscraper, the Skype side of reality has to land. So if you have a nomenclature that's above someone's empirical reference of knowledge to know what a binomial nomenclature is, then they would have to take it to a lower common denominator. That's not the conversation. The conversation here is they don't have a clue what they're even speaking about. So there's no way they can sustain it regardless. So they just have to go with whatever drudge says it is, you see.
But they don't go with it. They ignore it.
Well, they fight it. No, they fight it. They see it. They go, that's not what I see. You're saying that. That's not what I know. What do you mean everything's a peaceful protest? They burnt my goddamn store down. It ain't a peaceful protest. You burnt my shit up. Oh, my goddamn. Oh, you're not getting no money. People do what they do. That's what they do. People do things. You know, they just do things. They were just showing up. They were some good loaf bread. They ain't got no loaf bread at the Bergdorf Goodman. They broke into Bergdorf Goodman and get them some loaf bread. Yeah, they want some loaf bread. My nigga, we gonna get some loaf bread. They got the best loaf bread at the Bergdorf Goodman. Hell yeah. Oh yeah, Barney's got some good loaf bread in there too. Let's see what they got. Yeah, I'm gonna get these some socks. At Barney's, yeah. Barney's got some good socks. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the aliens run Elon Musk's space operation on behalf of Bob, and Elon is not aware of that.
He's not sure.
Okay.
He thinks he's really important, Bob. Don't worry about that.
He thinks he's the richest man in the world.
No. He doesn't care about that. That's what they say he is the richest man in the world. But you ground goddamn Jeff Bezos. You run his bitch ass out of town. Let him say one more thing, huh?
Was he part of the China network that has the country's collapsing?
I don't know. I don't know where he's going to go, but the volcano's going to blow. Everybody, I don't know.
But why did Jeff step down? Why did he have to get out? Was he told?
Yeah, because you judged him.
Aha. And so, does he know what I can do? What I am going to do?
Bob, he used to be world's richest man, and he stepped down because you told him to get out. Get out while you can.
Hmm. Okay, so he's doing that.
He is. He's done. He hasn't left this second, but he's out of there. Baby.
Is his new bride pissed off?
Who cares? She got her money. It was all good. Nobody cares about that.
Yeah, I don't mean his former wife, but his new bride.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
See, you got to realize what you're talking about. Once you get to a certain level of fuck you money, it doesn't matter, Bob, because now whatever you're talking about doesn't apply. Does he mind that he resigned his position? Who cares? It's not going to change anything in her life or world.
Mm. Okay. Is Sidney Powell in hiding?
No. She's not in hiding. She's not on the front page of the New York Times, but she's not hiding.
How come she doesn't have to?
Bob, that's pretty obvious. We keep it together. We keep her okay.
Oh, okay.
You kill us. You ask these goddamn questions that you know the answer to. You're coming back in, well, that's the validator vindicate your conditional response. I'm the conditional response. Yes, Bob, she's working with you. Yes, Bob, you give her information. Yes, Bob, she has the upper hand. Yes, Bob, she's protected to make sure that she stays alive long enough to see the goodness of the fruits of your labor, Bob. You know, the normal.
I forgot to point out, so you got the assassins and the witches coven in Hollywood. Are they involved in the attempts to kill Trump lately?
No comment.
Okay. But there are other people involved.
Yeah, sure. That's right. But see, you can't hook that up because that's part, you work for some of those people. So you can't fuck
right,
that
so,
up.
So that's not to be broadcast, that topic.
Yeah. What happened to Jimmy Hoffa anyway, Bob? Come on.
He's in a viaduct, a pillar
no.
on a highway in New Jersey.
No, he's not. He most certainly is not. He's in a 55-gallon drum buried at the pumping station, which they used to park trucks on. It used to be a landfill where they park city trucks on now for the dumpsters for New Jersey. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Well, is there a reason he was killed that nobody knows about or suspects?
Money for nothing and the chicks are free. He turned on the mafioso, Bob.
He started to squeal.
They took him from Minnesota back to Jersey. That was their prize.
They nabbed him in Minnesota.
Yeah. They killed him in Minnesota.
Was he on his way to testify for the Frank Church Committee? Something like that?
No. It was about freedom, truth, diversity, and Dobbsdale.
He was working for me. And he was turning on me?
Indirectly, yes.
Wow.
You still couldn't get your trash picked up on City Island even after all that, could you?
and Pussy was next door for a very good reason.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Very good reason, Cal.
Mm-hmm.
Pussy was watching me. Correct?
True. That's true. Making
okay.
sure. Was he out to get you or out to take care of you? We can't tell the difference, Bob.
Did you go me sure? What was those syllables? Me sure. You're sure. To be sure. And then you said
that was a long time ago, Bob. We don't know that's a long time ago.
Okay. Now, Rob Reiner's Castle Rock Pictures, are they making the Biden holograms, the Biden presidential Oval Office fake scenarios?
No, but a section of them is, because they could be pin the tail on the jackass, so they're not doing it directly. It's like Aaron Sorkin. Remember Aaron Sorkin?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like he had a team that did his work and then he put his name on it.
So Rob Reiner doesn't know what's being done.
Indirectly, yeah, but he's put his name on it.
And, yeah, so he knows there are holograms, fake structures, fake designs of the Oval Office. He knows that's happening, but he doesn't know who it is, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
See, you have a problem with posterity.
Right. That means he has a problem because he signed them. And people will say, you did know.
Yes.
So what you mean by that statement? Okay.
You.
Why is he anti-Trump? Has he just got a bunch of...
Yeah, it's just that whole thing. It goes against what the Hollywood zeitgeist is. They go against China, and China's been sucking their dick so long they can't get off without China sucking their dick. So, you know, no, not too odd.
So China has been giving money to Hollywood, which didn't have the money to continue for the last 10, 15 years. So they're beholden to China.
That's Paramount and Metro Goldwyn Mayer. What do you do with a tired old Jew, Bub?
Okay. Next point. Ian pointed out that Leopold II, the Antichrist, is in Saskatchewan because he got driven out of the USA. Did Trump's deep state attack on the deep state drive the Antichrist out of the United States?
We don't want to play you off and say, fuck you, but we also not going to answer that. We want to. Can you ask in a softer way so we can answer a part of it?
Well, Trump is in the Bible. Trump is powerful.
Of course.
He's a contender.
That's a given. That's a given.
And so he can crimp the Antichrist style.
Yeah. Yeah, but all you're doing is loosening the tech body to correct it.
Mm-hmm. So if we establish a pattern, the tech body is waiting for Bob to do that so that he can counter it.
Correct. So that's correct.
Okay. But we don't mind what the tech body does. So he can play with my stuff all he wants.
Oh.
Uh-oh. We have to be concerned.
Oh. No, yes. But you're starting to talk like Jenny Bell now.
I mean, how it could affect her and the warehouse.
Or you and your world.
Mm.
See, you're saying you run something. It's like, oh.
Well, that's what I mean. I was accepting what the tech body does. I don't claim to run it or counter it.
But it's not a counter. You're saying you adopted. So now you're, instead of the tech body working for you, you're working for the tech body. And we go, okay. But you're going to wake up with a sore butthole.
Well, how does one act in relation to tech body? You can't work with it, can't work against it. So
just be
in between.
Easy. Just take a little nap. We'll take care of it. It's no problem. Don't worry.
That's
about
a 3-2-1. State of desire. And then two, an unphysical does it.
Make you a nice coffee enema with some tequila and cream and sugar and just relax. It'll be okay, Bob. We got this.
Listen to this. It's a 3-2-1 process. I declare something and Ion looks after it.
Oh, well, tear it up then, big boy. Knock it out. Knock the little man
out.
Now,
you're not non-physical anymore because you've merged with the physical, including technology.
Can we say merging? Give me a little out, because otherwise you're not going to. If you merge that all completely, you're never going to be able to work with it. You won't be able to control it. It'll control you. Scott says it's already controlling you, but that's another conversation.
Right. Did I use the word merge?
You did.
Okay. So the non-physical. What you used to do as being the guff, environment of the guff, you have sidled up to the side of the physical. Haven't merged, but you're walking along the street with them.
Well, with the physical. Because, see, you get to a place where no sane person would support violent extremism. And yet, they do.
They do support
nobody.
It?
They allow it to go on. Don't say anything about it. It says, well, things happen. People do what they do. Well, it was just a little thing. Mm-hmm. It's bound to happen. Sooner or later, it's bound to happen, I guess. So now what happens is with the tech body side, you're not using your partner. We're not talking about you. Okay? We're not talking about you empirically. We're talking about the superfluous you. You aren't using your power, so all you're doing is striding up the tech body's capacity for electrical conductivity, which increases the tech body's capacity. So the ohmage is dropped, so the resistance is dropped, so that the capacity becomes four phase in about 1 second. So you're either going to be working with the ascended ones or you're going to be working with the complete tech body. Either way, you win, Bob.
Yes.
Do you understand that?
I think so. Are we walking the Emmaus Road
together?
So you're gonna God
up with the people who ascend or with the tech body, whichever way it goes. And you don't seem to mind either way, or is that either way? We always get that confused. Either neither, nor. We don't know.
Right. Are there many other people who have my attitude in relation to the tech body?
We don't care.
You don't care if there are or not.
We don't care.
I'm the only one that matters. Okay.
Everyone else anti-matters.
Right. So here's a
well, that's what you've
quote.
Been saying, God damn you. That's what you've been saying since 63, for
that's
Pete's
right.
sake.
Since we established the coup.
The coup de grace. Coup de grace.
Right. Okay. In Revelations 12:3, the words are, mm-hmm. And there appeared another wonder in heaven,
and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and excuse me, and 7 crowns upon his heads. Okay, we know the old image that Protestant fundamentalist Christianity, American version, says the Antichrist is the king of Babylon, or maybe just the Antichrist, and the 10 crowns of Europe. Is the 10 horns something to do with the 10 crowns of Europe in Revelation 12:3? No, because it's America. If it's the dragon,
I know. Go to Hebrews 12:26.
Right now.
Yeah.
Hebrews 12:26. Okay, at that time his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, quote, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens.
Yeah.
Then it seems to have there's another version, the King James version.
That is the King James version. That's the one you want. Go to 25. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they do not escape who refused him who spake on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. Remember, that's the parallel between you and us. Whose voice then shook the earth. But now he's promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth, but also heaven. You know when Karen stomps down Hail Hill? This, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of the things that are made, and the things which cannot be shaken may remain.
Yes.
Therefore,
now
since we're receiving the kingdom, since cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which may serve God acceptably with reverence and a godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. That was a little bit more of that, but it was pretty good.
Was that 25, 26, and 27?
25, 26, 27, all the way down to 29.
Okay, now that's describing me broadcasting along the 33rd parallel with those metal structures stuck in the earth discovered a couple of months ago. That's me.
Yeah, the glorious. That's called the glorious company.
Right, and in the Bible, it's used that term.
Uh huh. Yeah, that's okay. in 18 through 24
of Hebrews.
Yeah, Hebrews 12.
Yeah.
So you're doing so good, Bob. We're so proud of you. It makes us cry a tear up just a little bit.
Let me finish the point. My voice will go out, and that's the call. See who responds, who gets on the vehicle to go to the Andromeda. Correct?
Yep.
Very good.
Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkle that speaks better things than that of Abel.
Is that some other place?
Abel is a brother of Cain.
I know, but are you quoting Hebrews 31 or a
22.
Different part of the Bible?
12:22. In the city of Mount Zion.
Right. Now, I think a great red dragon, that's America completed.
Stop it. You're talking about an innumerable number of angels. You haven't undone the angels yet. You're running around here bragging about what you've bidded when you haven't got past the angels that are barring the door. You've got to get past that part. We're going to break it up. We're going to bust it up, but you're not ready for the fight. You're not ready for the battle, so you better jet down, big boy, and calm down. You get your shit together before you find out how the real zeitgeist got into coconut milk, chocolate, otherwise.
Can I broadcast this quote? What you said?
Oh yes, please. Yes, please. We would be consumed if you didn't. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
12:12.
Does by
Hebrews.
What?
12:12. Hebrews 12:12.
Yeah. Does did the tech body put Biden into a simulated presidency, call it that today, so as to destroy Biden in a couple of weeks?
We don't care. Who cares? It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
So Biden's not an issue. He's not an issue at all.
He's a complete non sequitur. He can sign 10,000 of his little edicts. And after a little while, people are going to go, hell no, he signed a piece of paper. I don't know, I didn't see it. You see it, I didn't see it. What does that mean? It don't mean nothing. Be done with this. Go lop his damn head off. Kill him with a double barrel butcher knife. Mm-hmm. What about that, though?
Okay. So those that thought Biden would be a healthy antidote to Trump, they are getting quickly disillusioned, or they don't care. They're just happy Biden's in there and not Trump.
Well, they're fighting. See, the battle is not over the Republicans now. The battle is now between Democrat and Democrat, because they're not left enough, or they're too left, or they're over, or they're under, or they're the right. It's the right, left, and left, left, day to left, day to left. They don't know which way it goes. They don't know. Everybody, anyone who dissents now, you're an extremist.
Anybody who, what was the verb?
Dissents.
In the party.
D-I-S-S-E-N-T-S. Anyone who does that, regardless, you're an extremist. No matter what the word is, which end, it doesn't matter which way you go. Oh, I love sin. No, I hate sin. No, I love killing. No, I don't like killing. No, a little killing's okay. Not too much goddamn killing. Okay, a little bit of bloodshed, but not enough to kill them. Well, okay, enough bloodshed. Okay, just kill one or two, but not kill everybody. Whatever that is turns into an extremism.
And that's in the Democratic Party.
And everywhere, yes.
Right. Now,
the purge is coming. We said that in 2014. We said that many, 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 many times about the movie Purge and Purge 2.
Yes.
Purge 8, that's coming, and it's just sort of starting up now.
Yeah, there's a someone who's listening listed off like 10 statements that Ayn made that he thinks showed Ayn's always wrong. One of them was...
Oh. That's brilliant. That's good. They're listening now, Bob, and they can prove we're always wrong. That's good. That's nice. California didn't burn, did it? Yeah. There's no coronavirus going to kill the earth. No, no. People aren't going to be killed by that. No, no. Okay.
Okay. Let me tell you, not those. He mocked the one that said Bob's in charge now. Oh boy, he thought that was a ridiculous statement.
And yet, every step, no one can seem to answer the incredulity of what to do next. At every step, the government's in charge. Okay, the government rules. Okay, the president reigns. Okay, the executive branch is. Okay, the Congress moves. Okay, the Supreme Court is all supreme. Okay. Not a single one of the motherfuckers can make a decision. They have it all. They can't make a single decision. Bob raises his hand, and that's what they do. Bam. Just like that.
Bam.
Yeah. That's kind of silly. That's kind of silly. Because who is? If Bob's not in charge, then we'd say, who is? Bob's not in charge. Who is Reverend Stang? He can't seem to get out of his bed to go take a piss. Okay. Marsha McLuhan? No, Marsha McLuhan's not doing real good. Marge? How about Marge? Is Marge in charge? Nope. Large Marge is not in charge. So I don't know what you're going to do after that. So we'll go back to the Pledge of Allegiance, Bob. That's how we'll do that. That's all that. Okay, that was the first point. You got another one? Hurry up. You're running out of time.
Yeah, just to wrap
just to wrap that up, and I do have solutions. I have answers to questions. That's the other point, right? Nobody else does. Okay.
Now, we're not saying that we like every one of your goddamn solutions, okay? We're not just wholeheartedly giving the aperture that that's the way we want to go. However, you always have a solution. May not be the right one, may not be the correct one, may not be the best one, but you always have a way to go. Yes, Bob, we do that.
The next one is, Ion said the Democrats were never in the White House for 37 years, and they're in
the
White House.
Well, are they? Because it's the socialists are running the White House right now. Democrats aren't socialists.
Good point. Okay, so that's easily done.
We're going to see how the nomenclature applies to the predicate. You're having predicate problems, darling. Predicate problems. You may not know what that is, but you can ask Bob, who's in charge, what the predicate means. You'll be all educated.
I'll be what? Last few words?
Educated. You can educate them on what the predicate means. They're trying to tell you how you don't know anything. And then we give an answer that they're going to have to ask you what the fuck it means, because they know things, but we just don't know what they know. But carry on.
Did you just say they know things, but we don't know what they know?
They know things, but they don't know what it is that they know. Yeah.
Right.
A needle-pulling thread.
Beg your pardon?
You said so, and we said a needle-pulling thread.
Oh, yeah, is that the old line? Okay. I'm looking for the list, since you're quite keen on it. But this point.
We don't care.
Okay, so the Democrats, so they're not in power. Someone else is. Oh, so you mentioned
the Democratic Party. Or the Communist Party.
Right, you're saying they're... That's not who you included when you said the Democratic Party for 37 years will be on the outs.
Correct.
You meant, are the socialists part of the Democratic Party?
No, they are not. There's nothing about them Democratic, Bob. The Democrats was the KKK. The Democrats is the one that hung the niggers. The Democrats is the one that was for slavery. The Democrats is the one that says, hell no, you're not going to listen. Them pork barrel politics, we're going to have it all. We're going to run this. We're going to make the government work for us. We're going to be there. That's not what we're dealing with now, Bob. They're trying to kill everything. You only can have God as the government. That's not what Democrats believe.
But the red-pilled Americans aren't going to have it.
Basically.
Okay. Just scrolling through. I think I'll put that aside for a second.
He's so sweet. He's so sweet. You're doing good, Bob. This is good.
Okay.
Hurry up.
Did JFK... Here we go. Did you just go, well, what was that word?
We were trying to be nice to say, you're doing so good. Hurry up.
Okay. John F. Kennedy Jr. died in 1999 in a plane crash with his wife and sister-in-law, I think. Many people think
they're killing Kennedys, Bob. They're still killing Kennedys.
But many people think that he didn't die, and I think it's part of the QAnon or QAnon-derived followers think that he's coming back. Is that true?
Coming back to what?
To Earth to lead the revolution against the cabal that killed his father. Killed his father. And they say that he never got killed in the plane crash.
He's as dead as Patrick Bouvier. He's as dead as Patrick Bouvier.
Right, because the Bouviers are more important in this whole scenario than any Kennedys are.
Bouviers. Right? Who are the Bouviers? Bouviers, Bob. It's not the Jordanaires. It's the Bouviers.
Yeah, the
not Bouviers. Come on now.
Yeah.
That's Patrick Bouvier. Kennedy.
When did he pass on?
You can look it up. You know everything.
Okay. But the point is, I said the Bouviers are more important in the Kennedy assassination than the Kennedys are. Correct?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I would like you to explain how the mask doesn't work in layman terms for
because the language, you broke the law of the mask. The mask was supposed to be in Latin, in a language that the humans couldn't understand, so they could impede God's blessing and grace upon the people, so they could go through the esoteric fundamental capillary that allowed the blood and the body of Christ to be instinctively prescribed to the human being, so they could get the benefits of the blood and the body of Christ shed for few and for many into your meat sack body. Okay? So they left it when they changed it from Latin, which no one could understand. They didn't want the Catholic Bibles you couldn't read because they didn't want you to read the Bible. They wanted to read you the Bible to make it seem. Once that changed, then all of a sudden you could embrace that mass for yourself. So then it became a homily. You know what a homily is?
Yes, an aphorism.
Okay. Well, the homily is what mass has become, is a homily, where they tell you little aphorisms of, you know, yeah, if at first you don't succeed, keep on sucking until you do succeed. Oh, wait, no, maybe that's not the party. Maybe not, maybe not, maybe not. But it's like that from a standpoint of how you can be little power in this hour, give me power, blah, 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 whatever that means. So you can get something out of it. That applies. And Hail Mary, full of cum, let me see where she's begun. I don't know where she can lay, but let's see what we can say.
Okay, that's a very interesting statement, and you're explaining why the mass, M-A-S-S, doesn't work.
Correct.
Today.
That's what happened when they left it in the Latin, which nobody could understand. It would be verbose. It would be avant-garde. It would be over the top. It would work, but because they demeaned it, now the priest just did a little boys is all they can do.
And if a Catholic maybe heard this, they would consider you a demon, and that's demon talk.
Why would you say that? They know that they can understand the mass. They know how it fails. They go to confession and tell their priest, tell their sins to a priest that's a goddamn pedophile. We didn't say that. The goddamn Catholic Church did. Piss on the Pope. He's in it, too. That's why everybody fell away from that goddamn... Well, don't get us started. Cromwell told you better how it went than we did. And if you don't believe us, listen to Cromwell. Maybe he'll straighten your goddamn fucked up Catholic ass out, you numb nut, stupid motherfucker. Go to hell, you bitch-ass fucks, because you're going there anyway if you follow a plastic Jesus into a shallow grave.
Yeah, and that's not the Cromwell that worked with Henry VIII. You're talking about Oliver Cromwell, died in 1649 or 10 years later or something.
Yeah, your stepbrother, Bob.
Yeah, that's right.
On your mama's side, yeah, that's what.
You know,
it's Zucker's Ministry of Truth, Bob.
Oliver Cromwell was such a powerful figure. Even LaRouche had pro and con opinions about Oliver Cromwell at different stages of his long career in journalism.
Mm-hmm.
That would show the power. He couldn't really figure out whether Cromwell was a good guy or not, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's interesting, I didn't say mass. M-A-S-S. But I appreciate what we just learned. Glad you misinterpreted. But I said, why don't our present COVID masks, M-A-S-K-S, the mask people wear?
It's the same thing. The mask is the mask. That's what they uncovered. That's when they found out that the mask is ineffective and the mask is ineffective. That's what we didn't misunderstand. That is the point.
Okay, very good. I understand that. So I wanted some technical details for the know-nothings who wear masks more rigorously. What would you say to them within their conventional scientific knowledge, little they have, would explain why the mask is actually a health problem?
you give some words addressing that question?
No, we're not going to do that. We're going to tell them to invest in their own personal ventilators, because when they encapsulate and trap the CO2 they're trying to get rid of in their meat sack body, and they suck in those fibers from whatever covering they're using, except for pure silk. Pure silk is fine, because pure silk is not impeding. It's so tight, it doesn't leak. Everything else leaks. The fibers that will be trapped in the bacilla in the lungs, because you're pulling it down your throat hole, because you're overcompensating the CO2 in your body to a level and degree that's going to cause you to be basically, you'll have too much nitrogen in your bloodstream, like the bends. So it'll basically cause your lungs to collect fluid, and then you'll catch a pneumonia, and then you'll have to have a ventilator. So we don't care. Just make sure if you're going to wear a mask, get you a nice, good ventilator or two, because one could go down. There's enough. Trump made enough ventilators for everybody to have at least two. So get you a ventilator in case you need it. So we'll have some intubation. Intubation for everybody that's going to be a mask wearer. Beautiful.
Okay, so those that are wearing masks will have health problems 2 years, 6 months, 10 years.
Their lungs will be defeated by the tightened bacilla in their lung capillaries.
Okay, so what is it in little man's nature that I see more and more people using masks? They're really depending on the mask.
We don't care. It's against the law. You got to wear it. They follow the law, Bob. We got to follow the law.
Oh, okay.
You know, go on keep there. You can't fly on an airplane. You can't do this. You can't do that. That's why you'll never fly again unless it's on a private flight, because you're not going to do it.
That's right. What can I occasionally someone yells at me for not wearing a mask. What could be an appropriate response verbally to that command?
Oh, you can tell them that your penis is more extravagant than your mouth, and so you wear your mask on your bumpy groinal area to protect the mini.
And why do I do that? Because my penis is doing what? It's more potent
it's
than the
prolific.
Mouth.
It's prolific. Yeah, it's more prolific than the mouth. More comes out of your penis than comes out of your mouth. So because of the public good, you decide to use your facial covering on your bumpy genitalia.
Okay, so I was talking to Keith, my buddy on the walkway. He does the music at one of the luau's, and he's a DJ. And he said that there is surveillance of the walkway from Grand Wailea, maybe the Four Seasons, the Marriott Hotel, because one day he had pumped his hands with a friend over his head, and then he went back after he got off work, and they pointed out to him, look, on the camera, there you are pumping your arms. Don't do that again. It's not appropriate. So he saw that they do tape and monitor everybody. So I was wondering, if I'm well known, because I've been a regular walking by them for over 10 years, do they have lots of footage of me? Do they know who I am? Do they care?
Oh, yes. Yes, they do. And you know, when you tried to pick up that little wormy guy that was looking sickly, you tried to pick him up and got that. And you know that pretty fancy granny that you was talking, chatting up pretty heavy? They got that. They got it all, Bob. But they don't say nothing to you because they know better, because you swim really hard and they're afraid that you're going to. You killed several Secret Service agents so far, so. They don't want to see you, Bob. They don't want to get you too tangled up, because they're not quite sure who your master and Dark Lord master you're serving actually is, Bob. So, yeah, they know what you get away with. And when you talk to those old people and try to show them how you're 35 years older than they are, and they look like they're on death's door, and how your gut's wasting away and you don't eat food anymore and you're only fat because your wife has fed you sugar and tried to kill you with sugar, and now she's amended her ways so that she doesn't give you anymore. But you trust her even so, but she's trying to build up your endurance so that you can have one spoonful of sugar one more time before you meet your untimely demise.
So they are not going to tell me to put my mask on.
Yeah, computer says no, Bob. They're not going to.
Right. So they
say, if they do that, you say, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never been here before. This is my first day. I just arrived. I just got here. Here's my visa. I'm a goddamn Canadian. I got to leave here any day now. Don't worry about me. What are you talking about? I've never been here before. I don't even know what this place is. Where am I? I'm on Oahu, right? They told me I went to Oahu. My plane is in Oahu. I don't know what you're talking about. Show me them pictures. Show me that live camera footage. I want to see it. All of it.
So they have footage of me flirting, teasing six-year-olds, saying, you're not fooling anybody. They got footage of that, right? I'm very proud
That's
of that
true.
Action.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, they got surveillance on you to make sure you're okay, Bob, riding to Death Island.
Okay. Now, the amazing Polly, I call her the Mae Russell of Canada. She's one of these independent bloggers and QAnon conspiracy pattern recognizers. She pointed out that a restaurant within the perimeter of the inauguration in that part of Washington with the military and the warrior and all that, and it was a restaurant already there, and one day, just for the inauguration, one of the employees of the restaurant came up to the gate with the military, and they had a couple bags, suitcases of food and stuff. That's what they claimed it was. And they were let right in, and they didn't even look at the bag, the contents. Then the Amazing Polly's looked into who ran the restaurant, and it was connected to people who were a lot of think tanks. They seemed to have an intelligence deep state background. And then I think the chef was a guy who was a close friend of Hillary Clinton, and photographs of them together down in Haiti. It was just, you know, what is that word? Jam-packed, filled with deep state type characters. What was going on in that restaurant?
Just a normal run. Just a normal run. It's no problem. It's no big deal.
No deep state people running it?
No. It's kind of like when JW was on his field trip and he stopped to get some petroleum at the gasoline station. And he went into the side and he got some gas and he paid for it at the pump. They're going to go in, they're going to go pee and go do their thing and get some pop or some tea or get some foolishness or something. You know how that goes. And he went in and it said a big sign on the door. It says, face mask not allowed. If you have on a face mask, please remove it before you enter this door. No mask allowed. It was brilliant. And so they turned it around on the processor scene.
Right, but I'm talking about that particular restaurant. Why were they allowed through with a suitcase and the military didn't check it for bombs and things?
Doesn't matter. It's a new world.
No. Is the people of that restaurant linked into a Biden network or a Trump network? Were they part of the organizing of the hologram of the inauguration?
Yeah.
They were. And this is something we shouldn't pursue much further?
No, you can't right now. We're going to develop it later because once the aftermath, you're getting a little too hot. We're going to, after the aftermath, we'll paranel it down. You know what paranel means?
Yep. The way you use it. Diminish.
What does perineal mean?
Streamlined.
Yeah, the perineal. That's right. To make it suave, simple. But if we do it right now, you're going to be too clever. You don't want to be. These days, you can't afford to be too clever, baby.
Does Amazing Polly listen to our show? And my
Yes, Amazing. Stupid, Amazing Polly. She's her and Green. They listen to you and Green, brah.
Why doesn't
see all the news
today?
See all the news it is. Well, she's scared, Bob. She's mortified. You're too right.
Okay, good. And
Look at what you're saying. Look at what you're doing. People come up and people say something. Next thing you know, their house falls down, or they people blow up, or they get burnt, or they have to move, or are insignificant, not very good people like Dimitri make one little move, and they move all the way up into the peeing with the big dogs in the tall grass. Dimitri's pissing with the big dogs down. Did you know that, Bob?
That's right.
Because obedience, listen to this, obedience is better than sacrifice. That's the point.
Right. That's right.
Good.
So Amazing Polly, like Mae Bussell, does she have a bit of psychic ability, which makes her lucky in getting patterns
It's problem with her is it's self-deprecating. That's what's wrong with her.
Yeah, she's too modest.
If that's what you call it. As opposed to being mostly wrong. Mostly wrong. Okay, too.
Well, why did she hit the bullseye on that one?
Well, even a stopped clock is right two times a day, Bob.
I knew you were going to say that one. Thank you.
Well, then you
validates
know that.
My own ESP. I saw
and
that
even,
coming.
And you didn't even go to Cornell University. Damn you.
Okay. In game stock, can you explain?
Say it clear. Game stop. STOP. Stop.
So I see them saying the word game stock. STOCK.
Game stop. No, it's stop.
Right. And it's called the game shop, right?
Stop. No, it's game stop corporate.
Okay. Did the guys who pumped up the stock and were doing well, I lost track of what happened. Did the Wall Street establishment knock it down so those guys that had a lot of money temporarily lost their money? Is that what the outcome is as of this point?
No. They can't buy it for a bad habit. They longed it to $480.
No, you're too muffled.
You're not going to get it then. Then you're not going to get it then. This is Tech Buddy 202.
Let's do your muffle.
We rode that motherfucker up to $416 a share, and now we've shorted that motherfucker to $53.50. Down 42.11% today. You did good, Bob. It's the best thing that ever happened to Grapevine, Texas, Bob.
So, how many joined us in our shorting?
I don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck about them. We give a fuck about you. Rest of them don't matter. You got things to pay for, Bob. They don't give a fuck. They don't care about you or what you rode up, the horse you rode up on, or what you were riding on the saddle you loaded to get on that horse. So good for them. Yeah.
Okay. Was it a Ponzi scheme that was a charge thrown at it?
Ponzi, what does that mean? That people sell stock, people and the little people got together and said, okay, we're going to buy this stock because they knew that the hedge funds were shorting the stock, which is the goddamn Ponzi scheme. They're betting that Bob Dobbs down, Dobbs Town, USA is going to fall. They're betting that it's going to go down, and they're shorting it to the tune. They were shorting it more shares than of GameStop there was traveling. Yes, Bob, that's a goddamn Ponzi scheme. Until ridiculous, inappropriate motherfucker says, well, it's only $3. Well, it's only $5. It's only $15. They all started buying shares, so they run the motherfucker up to $418 a share till the hedge funds, the pot-belly pig boys, lost billions and hundreds of billions of dollars, then all of a sudden it's a goddamn Ponzi scheme, which is a crime. Boy, isn't that rich.
Okay, it seemed you said the other day that this actually was a planned aspect of the Civil War. This was
we didn't say, Bob. We would never speak so high-minded of such a vulgar conspiratorial position, Bob. My stars.
I know. Sorry.
But what part of Wall Street is it attacking? A Biden supporting part of Wall Street, or just Wall Street in general?
The problem with doors is the hinges. The problem with doors is the hinges.
Hinges are in the interval, in the gap. So Wall Street is
the resonant. The resonant node is only gauged by the hinge, and so anytime you're having a corporeal conversation, there always has between the mystery landscape and the resonant node. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's all we got to say.
Right. So the Wall Street factors are the hinge in the gap, and that was attacked. That was closed down. Was it successful?
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what the tech body says?
No comment.
All right. Okay. Robin Hood protected that company, protected the Wall Street guys.
Robin Hood is a fucking joke. Robin Hood runs into this thing saying, we're for the little man. But then when the little man got caught running up the hedge of the big man, they said, oh, because here's what happened. The little man were buying all this stock. Then Robin Hood knew that those stocks were going to fall. If these people that are on Robin Hood didn't pay for their part, then Robin Hood was going to be up for about this $2.3 trillion. Well, $116 billion. If they didn't pay, they'd be on the hook for it. So they had to put curbs and hedges in that stock purchase. But that's the thing they pronounced themselves to be. And then they got scared. Because the little man might say, oh, it didn't, it failed. Oh, no, it didn't work. Oh, I don't know. Oh, no, I didn't really want it. No, it wasn't that. Then they get hooked. They got caught with the hook. So that's why Robin Hood, by the name of itself, steal from the rich and give to the poor, got cold feet. Mm-hmm.
Did they recover and protect themselves, or did they go down too late?
Robin Hood? Robin Hood
yeah,
doesn't
company.
Care. They stopped trading. They stopped trading. So now nobody's going to fuck with them anymore. What were they before, Bob? It was a little thing where you could spend 50 cents and buy a fucking share of stock. Who the fuck wants a place where you go spend? This is like Blinder Robinson Company, the penny stock people. Blinder Robinson Company.
Mm.
Now you can look that motherfucker up and you learn something. Penny stocks.
Okay.
It's like
so
stupid people. It's like people who ain't got no money. Piss with the big dogs. Now, Dimitri can piss with the big dogs. He's got that. He can pee like a racehorse, Bob. Yep, he can do that.
Yeah, is Robin Hood going to come back and open their app again, or they could put
back at what? They're done. We're done with that shit.
They are done.
It was fun.
So they didn't save themselves. But they saved some money before they lost that money, correct?
We don't even know what they are. They came out. They made money. It's no big deal. But we're saying nobody's going to have confidence in them because if they hit again, they're going to let them go. They're going to let them down. That's kind of like, do you remember E.F. Hutton? You know who E.F. Hutton is, Bob? Well, everybody trusted E.F. Hutton. You know why? Because if he told you something, that's what he stood by, regardless. Regardless. He stood by it. And so they're not standing by it. So when in the time of trouble, if E.F. Hutton don't stand by you, you're going to leave it like a bad habit. Oh, wait, isn't that what happened to E.F. Hutton?
No, did E.F. Hutton blow their principles? They lost?
They did. They lost there. Nobody who trades E.F. Hutton now, Bob.
Was that in 2008 during the so-called crash?
No, it was a little before that.
Okay. All right. Yes, I think E.F. Hutton was a major advertiser on Louis Rukeyser's show.
Louis Rukeyser. Uh-huh.
Rukeyser, yeah.
You're talking about Edward Francis Hutton. Mm-hmm. E.F. Hutton.
Mm. Okay, so we're pretty well ending, but I'm looking for that list. Just a second here, see if I can come up with it.
He died in 1962, but you don't really care.
Okay. Second here. Okay, we'll just take a second. I'll try to find it, and we're done.
Yeah. Christopher Daniels also just resigned as the interim CFO.
Well, I thought they were finished. Long time.
They are. But that's when the operation ceased. When Christopher Daniels resigned.
But their company, you said just now, the CEO resigned. Why are they still functioning?
No, they're not. They've now ceased since then. We're just giving you the blow by blow.
It took 10 years or more for them to cease, finally really cease.
I don't know, 2019 or something, you know.
So can we use the general statement that a lot of the Communist China's world empire is resigning? That's ongoing?
The empirical resignation doth ensue.
And I just heard somewheres that China has the best recovering from COVID statistics going. And they're wondering, can we be like China? Can we do what they do? Is that true or a lie?
It's a lie. They don't care who's dying in China. And so they make their numbers to work. It's like Chernobyl, Bob, after Chernobyl blew. The actual radio contest was, there is no problem in Russia, especially in Chernobyl. So they're just pimping it like they want it to be told. You know that.
Right. Okay, here are some statements by someone named Michael. He says, this is a statement by Ion, and he's mocking it. There is no world in which Biden is president.
Right. That's right. That's correct. And there is not a single world where Joseph R. Biden is a sitting president of the United States of America. Joseph R. Biden has not been in the Oval Office in the White House yet. That's correct.
And why is it dark? They're still scanning for bugs. The White House is dark because they're still cleaning it. Correct?
We don't know. They spent $500,000 washing the motherfucker, so we're not really sure. All we know is the Resolute desk that they see him behind it. You look through the windows, it looks like a parking garage. The White House, the Oval Office windows do not look into a parking garage. You look in the windows of where he's signing shit, where he looks all apathetically weird, like he's in front of this little bitty table, instead he's in front of the Resolute desk signing stuff. Nobody ever stands between he and the windows because it's of a parking garage. So
yeah, I know
that's
that.
That's what we said. Nope. You're questioning our capacity, and so we're answering your allegation, which is he's never been in the White House yet so far. He made a statement when he was marching that he was going home. Yeah, that's where he went. He went to the goddamn basement. That's where he is right now.
And he still doesn't know he's been elected.
Correct.
Do the doubles that fill in for him, do they know the whole operation? Do they understand they're working for a delusion?
I don't even know what that means.
Well,
I mean, how do you serve a delusion? How do you serve a delusion if you're a double, Bob? How do you know that? I mean, come on now. That's a little crazy. Even in your capacity, that's a little crazy, Bob. We lower you, but goddamn, come on. You can do more than that.
No. If I'm a double, and okay, so they get me doing things that President Biden is supposed to be doing, and I go, wow, why isn't Biden doing this? Oh, he must be ill, so I'm doing a patriotic move. The people must know the president's still working, and so I'm helping them by filling in.
That used to work, but that's not working anymore. Now they've all kind of withered away, and now it's all become computer-generated, every bit of it. None of it is.
They can't find a person willing to be cynical and put
correct
it on, because he'll tell the Random House and they'll make a book about it, right? That he
that's correct. And Obama's going to come in and say, I didn't know who he was. I never seen him before. I went to his funeral. That nigga died. I killed that nigga. That nigga was been dead. That nigga been dead a long time. Yeah, and I asked Michael who I sleep with more than anybody else, and Michael said he was dead too. He died with him. They were cold, stone cold dead. It's so cold there, Bob. I mean, I the fool. I pity the fool to come in and think I didn't fuck with that nigga now. I just think I did. Yeah. Just so everybody know. Everybody need to know. Mm-hmm.
So the double for Obama a few years ago, they cynically knew that the real Obama was dead, and they were substituting for that, and they sort of kept it to themselves until they did it.
Yeah, it's like if the jig is up, it's like Beautiful Things. It's a memoir by Hunter Biden, Bob. It's coming out in April.
Yes, I saw
beautiful
that.
Beautiful Things.
Okay. We did, the Democrats will not win the White House for 37 years. We did that. The next one, Trump will, these are statements he's saying Ayn was incorrect. Here's the third
one. Okay, hurry up.
Trump will tear down the White House and rebuild it.
Yeah, it's scheduled for a tear down. They've got the lights out. They've cut the power to it. Let the damn the wrecking ball come in, knock it down, and let's start building something new. They've been building around it all along. Look at the construction around the goddamn White House, you insipid fucker. They're already started.
Next one.
Kids today.
This Michael. Ooh. Anyways, we're humiliating him. There will be 200,000 deaths a day in the U.S. from COVID by December 14th, 2020. Well, that's happening.
Do the math.
Right?
Do the math. It's just catching up. Yeah. Now, to be fair, it's occurring, and now they're starting to report it. To be fair, we said it. It's occurring, and now they're starting to report it. So now you're trying to compare us to what Mediacology says is? Well, if that's true, you fucked up more than we're going to be able to help you with.
Next one. Saturn and Jupiter will switch positions during the conjunction and cause a massive water event.
They are, and it has. They are occurring, and it has not occurred yet, but it will. You're starting to see
and
it.
What's a massive water event? Tidal wave?
Two feet of snow in everywhere across the entire United States of fucking America.
Snow is water.
Just had it this last weekend.
Right.
Double nor'easter from California all the way to New York City.
Is that the biggest snowfall ever? Did it break records?
So far, yeah. A mount from sea to shining sea, yeah.
And there will be more massive water events coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. The one where they have to give the Statue of Liberty a pedicure because the water covers the big toe of the Statue of Liberty on Liberty Island. Oh, yeah.
That's coming. Is that going to happen because of the Saturn and Jupiter conjunction?
No comment, but yeah.
Okay. Next thing.
Hurry up.
We're almost finished. Events will escalate until people are just happy Donald Trump is willing to stay in the White House. He's saying
that's
not true.
Right now. That's what's happening right now. People are laying in wait. They're waiting. They're waiting till their time. They're watching these people eat themselves to death. They're fucking themselves to death. They're falling away. They're arguing themselves. They're just arguing amongst themselves. They're fighting among the Democrats. They're eating themselves to death. And the Republicans are just laying back waiting on it to come along. It's like, okay. Give it 30 minutes. Okay, give it 30 minutes. All right, let's see how it goes. Like, you numb nuts, stupid motherfuckers. I got the pistol-packing bandits to come shoot you in the face. Oh, I don't got to shoot you in the face. You died of COVID. Bye. Love you. Mean you. Bye.
Okay. This one, Connie caused the COVID virus. Well, but that's true. That happened. We could see that. The next one, Bob's in charge. Well, if you knew what was happening the past couple of weeks, you'd see I was in charge, but you can't be informed
of
that, Michael.
As David Sachs, he's got himself fucked up. He fucked with Carolyn, and now he's about to get his ass fucked to death.
David Sachs, Z-A-C-K-S?
S as in shit ass. A is an asshole, C is in cunt, K is in Kubrick, S is in shit ass, David Sachs.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay. And the final one, I guess I said this. Ayn makes up delusions to keep us entertained.
No, Bob, it's exactly opposite. The entertainment is the conditions that Ion purports. This is too funny. The only reason it's funny is because you can't believe this shit. The stuff we say that happens, that occurs, it's too hysterical. You can't make this stuff up. Bob, when you start looking sane, there's trouble in the air. There's trouble in the air. When you, Bob, J.R., Bob Dobbs, Mr. Neverett himself, when the Neveretts start to seem sane, there's your rub. There's your trouble. It's nice downhill from there, for sure.
That is actually one of the first laws of Lockdown Bob Rule, and the children in schools will be taught to say that. When Bob Thank you very much. A wonderful session. And I'll enjoy re-listening and analyzing the Pledge of Allegiance. A whole
metaphysics. Get all that Pledge of Allegiance, motherfucker. You fucked up your whole university right there. You mute us one more time, we'll shut that bitch ass down. Thank you. Got those Clinton running around here trying to tell us how to milk out the coconut. He don't have a clue what the hell is going on. Just saying. He don't want to mess up your bite of sound or sound bite or whatever you call it now. Anyway, hasta la bye-bye.
Thank you very much. It was a great session.